This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ's still out helping her daughter get the wedding plans together. She'll be back tomorrow. She'll be back tomorrow. But they got a lot of things to plan. Wedding will be here before you know it. Hope and I are here. And, oh, intern Joe here. He comes in on Tuesdays. Welcome back. And a senior at what college?
Brockport. SUNY Brockport.
Yeah. Very proud of you. You know, we were just talking about that March to lose weight. I'm trying to get fitter, healthier, keep that blood sugar down. I'm trying to get more protein and fiber in my diet. But many athletes do a lot more than me, need carbs.
Yeah, I just saw this on TikTok. There's a waffle spaghetti sandwich.
What?
You butter bread, put it on the waffle maker, then put on some sliced mozzarella, then pasta, putting on spaghetti, another slice of bread, close it in the waffle machine. The visual is very bizarre.
You know what? I would eat that, though. In fact, I'm trying to eat better. So, eggs, I make omelets all the time, and I had some leftover pasta, and I'm like, yeah, just throw it in the omelet. I had a pasta omelet. I just threw it in there, and it was more to use up the pasta than anything, and it had the marinara sauce and everything. It was delicious, so I got a little carbs in there.
Okay. One of my friends in high school was a swimmer, and he would have spaghetti sandwiches at lunch to get all of the extra carbs. It was just buttered spaghetti on some bread.
Okay, well.
That actually checks out. I was a swimmer in my first 3 years of college, and I had to, especially during the right time of the season, carb up. So I did spaghetti tacos.
What?
Yeah, so literally like meat sauce, marinara, spaghetti, all in a taco shell. Real good. Yeah. If you haven't tried it.
I would try that. And I've always loved pasta all my life. So I'm trying to cut back a little bit for more of, like I said, more protein and fiber. But now you're saying a waffle, spaghetti meal. Now you're saying tacos. I might get back in that pasta world. I just got to work out more to burn it off. How about you? TJ out today. She will be back tomorrow. She's helping her daughter set up that wedding.
Now, Bo, I'm so excited. Today is one of my favorite days.
I know why. Yeah, I know why. Yeah.
Why?
There's beads involved, glitter. It's Fat Tuesday.
No. That's not why. It's March 4th.
Okay.
It's the only day that tells you to do something to March 4th, like march on.
Really? You're excited about that? Motivation.
It's a pun! Who doesn't love a good pun, Bo?
You know, may the 4th be with you. I see that on May 4th. Okay, I get what you're doing there. March 4th forward. All right, I thought Fat Tuesday was going to be a lot more fun.
Yeah, and you know that means tomorrow's Lent, right?
Oh, yeah. Give something up.
Yeah, like a few years ago, I gave up soda, and in the time of Lent, I lost 10 pounds. All I changed was that I had cut all soda from my lifestyle.
Well, there you go. That might help someone tighten up for the spring, huh?
See, my dad really likes to use it as an opportunity to add things. He thinks that it's negative to take things away. So he'll go through and he'll add like some new health and wellness things. Like he really likes to go swimming.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if this year he goes and starts swimming more. I personally have tried to give up bizarre things that would be really hard. Like one year I gave up pants.
Huh?
Like, the Duggars don't wear pants. They only wear skirts and dresses. So, for an entire Lent in college, I just wore skirts and dresses.
Was it easier or harder?
It was hard. It was cold outside during Lent.
That's bizarre.
Did you have leg warmers on underneath? Could you get away with that?
I did have leggings on.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yes.
Because the legs do get cold. Wow, okay. I remember once for Lent, I gave up cussing. And at work, we had the cuss jar. My coworkers made so much money off me. They really did. How about you? 92.5 WB. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. We were just talking about today is March 4th. So, hope's all excited to go marching forward. It's also Fat Tuesday. Tomorrow, starting Lent. Ash Wednesday. And Meredith from Newark, you've got quite the story about that.
Again, I'm in my early 20s when this happened. I was a gas station attendant, like cashier.
Okay.
And an older gentleman came in, and I was like, sir, did you check your oil recently? I said, you got a little, like, smudge on your forehead. It looks like oil. And he said, honey, it's Ash Wednesday. Those are the Lord's ashes. I was absolutely mortified.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I went to school with the ashes on my forehead, and this guy came up to me and goes, who did this to you? And I was like, a priest? He thought I had been punched in the forehead.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't look like a cross. Like, nowadays I notice they look like a cross, and now that I know what it is, but it was just a decent-sized smudge on his forehead going across. So I'm like, that's so weird. So then my boss lost it. She had to walk into, like, the cooler because she was laughing so hard. Customers laughed at me. So you know what? You live and learn. And,
yes.
And again, I didn't grow up in the church, so I didn't really know what that was.
Meredith,
now
thanks.
I'm an adult, and hindsight's 20/20.
Thanks for sharing, and no more oil changes on Ash Wednesday.
No.
You know what it is.
Have a great day, guys. I thought you'd need a good laugh.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate you making us part of your morning routine. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. But how about this life hack? You're just getting dating. And first date, early on in the commitment. How do you know they're really single? They might just be yanking your chain.
You gotta break out the body glitter.
What?
You got to break out the body glitter. And then when you go to give them a hug, if they go home and they're with somebody, that person's going to see that they've got glitter all over them.
Yeah, I hate glitter personally. Because it sticks to you and I can never get it off of my clothes. I just despise it.
Intern Joe over here from Brockport has some glitter issues, but yeah, you're like marking them. So what a great life hack to see if they're single or not.
Yeah, and then it'll stick on their clothes. So
Okay, I see where you're going there. How about for safety reasons, too? You know, unfortunately, in the dating scene now, you got the couple knuckleheads out there. Maybe you should mark them with some glitter. So glitter actually has advantages. Are they single? Are they a knucklehead? Just in case something bad happens. Of course, we don't wish that, but knock on wood, nothing ever happens to you. But the glitter can maybe help figure out who may have done something bad. Glitter. I didn't realize it was that effective in our lives to help us. Do you use glitter a lot?
No, but maybe I should start since I saw this. I've been wearing a lot of sequins lately, and there have been trails of sequins that have fallen off all over the place that I haven't been able to get rid of. So if you don't want to commit to the glitter... Breaking out the sequin pants, the sequin dresses, that may be a good alternative.
A lot of options going on there. What about fringe? I know you're a fringe lover.
Oh my God, my fringe also sheds. I got fringe everywhere. Fringe, sequins.
We're trying to help you in the dating world. We really are. Good way to find out if they're really single. The glitter and other devices, including sequins and fringe. How else can you find out if they're really single or not? Let us know what helped you. 585-252-WBEE. It is your B Morning Coffee Club, and we're here for you. We're here to help not only get you to see your favorite country artists, but also help you in relationships. We brought up about how glitter can mark somebody. First date, early date, make sure they're single. Because you're putting glitter on them, they got to go home, and they're getting themselves in trouble.
Yeah, someone will find out when they come home and they've got glitter on them. They've got some splaining to do.
And it got us thinking, maybe we're asking the wrong question here. If they're single, maybe we should, what are some signs if they're cheating? Maybe that's how we should twist it. Coming home with glitter, you got some splaining to do, but.
Some other things to look out for. Appearance changes. They're suddenly exercising more or eating healthier, buying new clothes outside of their usual style. some unexplained expenses, and they're making some secret purchases.
Hmm. That might be a bad boy doing something they shouldn't do. Yeah. Those things could definitely have some explaining to do. Or, heck, they're just trying to be better, be healthier, look nicer.
I guess it depends on, yeah, if they're coming home and they're like, no, 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 I'm good. We don't, this is the only day you have off of work. I gotta go to the gym. We can't spend any time together. I gotta go. You know, I've been working on my health goals.
I see what you're saying there. Hey, we're here for you. Support team. Takes a village. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Just making you aware of some things to look out for. Jelly Roll, more and more accomplishments. But will the real Jelly Roll please stand up? Because he keeps losing so much weight. He's getting nervous. People may not recognize him.
I'm wondering if I lose a little more weight. And when I get to Italy, if they're going to mistake me for Postal. You know what I mean? Like, if I get skinny enough that they just see face tattoos, and they're like, post, post.
Oh, my goodness. Post, post. Face tattoos, you lose so much weight. Wouldn't that be funny? Oh, my goodness. Oh, by the way, I watched that movie last night, Dear Santa. Post Malone's in that. Like, does a great performance, Post Malone. I just had to be skimming through channels and watch Dear Santa. Jack Black's in it, too.
Oh.
It was funny for the holidays. But Post Malone, big part of that movie. So he's got some acting chops as well. But is Jelly Roll going to lose that much weight? That's a big accomplishment. He's just trying to do it to be healthier, live longer.
That's what I'm wondering, is how is he celebrating that he's done all of this work? Because, you know, probably doesn't want to celebrate with booze. My friend just had a huge accomplishment. She was like, you know, I want to celebrate big, but I'm not trying to pop any champagne bottles.
Really? Well, I can't wait to hear how she celebrated. How about you? What did you do? You accomplished something huge, and you didn't want to celebrate with booze. What did you do? It's actually Hope's Friends going to help you win Brad Paisley tickets. Win them before you buy them. That is coming up next on a B. How do you celebrate when you accomplish something, and you don't want to celebrate with alcohol, like popping the champagne?
This texter saying that she won a weight loss contest and celebrated by getting the best pizza and wings.
Oh, celebrating with food instead. Intern Joe, your eyes just like lit up there.
Yeah, recently I hit a goal in the gym and I celebrated again without alcohol. I celebrated by making myself a nice juicy steak after hitting a lifetime best.
I like that. You know me, I'm a foodie. Wow. I got to accomplish that. I got to treat myself, right? And how about Hope's friend? How did she accomplish and celebrate something? We're going to get into it next. It doesn't involve food or alcohol. For celebrations, your friend just accomplished something big. We're going to get into that. Many celebrate like popping the cork champagne. And many are like, no, I'd rather celebrate with food or something else. Brad Paisley is not a drinker. Mm-hmm. He's really not. You'd see him more with a Yoo-hoo in his hand, sipping. That's his favorite beverage, Yoo-hoo, more than celebrating with booze. And your friend's kind of the same way. She had a big accomplishment. Okay, what did she do?
So her and her husband paid off all of their credit cards.
That's huge.
They wanted to celebrate big. So what she did was she bought a ton of fake money. And they made it rain, and they rolled around in their fake money.
Too cool. So no alcohol involved, not even food. Rolling around in fake money probably made him feel good. What an accomplishment. Pay off your credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. You know, I've done for the Cupid Day roses, and this was the first time me and my wife started dating, and I found out she's not really into roses, so I just pulled them all off the stems, threw them on a bed, and we rolled around it. She goes, all right, don't waste your money like that anymore. I'm not big into roses. So she was actually against it. But it made for some funny pictures, and it's, you get red all over yourself. Yeah. Anyway, fake money rolling around it. Pretty cool. There you go. No alcohol needed to celebrate. Let's make it part of the world's easiest contest right now for Brad Paisley tickets. Win them before you can buy them. They go on sale, coming to CMAC this Friday. You can win them right now if you're calling number 19, the world's easiest contest. What did Hope's friends do to celebrate? No alcohol involved, no food involved. What did they do to celebrate paying off their credit card debt? And that's really an accomplishment. If you're calling number 19, you can read it back to us. It was all about rolling around in
fake money.
We make it that easy. We tell you the answer. 585-252-WBEE. All you got to do is listen and be call number 19. Say it back to us, 252-9233. 92.5 WBE, Kelly on her way to work in Brighton. Thanks for waking up with us. And here's the world's easiest contest because you're call number 19. So Hope's friends accomplished a big thing, paying off their credit card debt. And instead of celebrating with alcohol or food, what did they celebrate? How did they do it?
They rolled in the fake money.
Yeah! I'm feeling good. I love that.
Congratulations, Kelly. You just won a pair of tickets to see Brad Paisley at CMAC on July 12th, courtesy of The Bowery Presents. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you, my friend, just won a pair before you can even buy them.
Woo! I'm so excited. He is awesome.
He really is. And who are you going to take with you?
My boyfriend.
Okay. How many years dating?
12.
And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBE for sure, because I'm a country girl.
I love it. Hey, more Brad Paisley to win tomorrow morning. You know, it's tax time, and I've been sucked into a couple social posts and videos saying, do this loophole, do that loophole. One was about LLCs and hiring your kids and paying, and I go, that could be great. Tax experts say it might not be for everybody. Be careful the advice you get on social about taxes. In other words, leave it to the pros. You don't want to get yourself in trouble, owing more money, getting penalized. Have you ever saw a video or a post on social and you're like, oh, great idea, and then it backfired on you? They're not all correct. They're not all perfect. Let us know if you've ever been caught something in social you thought was the greatest thing. And I got to be careful. You know, dangle that carrot. You got my attention. Why is it so good? What's the benefit for me? On the taxes, it could be wrong. Totally. Because it's not governed what people post. That's the issue the tax people are saying.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, people post things for views, not necessarily to be helpful.
Right. So beware.
Yeah, I saw someone posted to open a credit card in your business's name, max it out, and then declare bankruptcy as the business. That's fraud.
Yeah, that's not the greatest idea there. If that was your intention, be careful. Get yourself in trouble. How about you? Have you ever saw something and you're like, oh, it's the greatest thing? Well, hey, hang on a second. Let me investigate a little more, and you always should. Don't be spontaneous on the social post. 585-252-WBEE. 92.5 WBEE, Rochester's new country. So Holly heard us talking about bad advice you get on social. Be careful. It sounds so good to be true. It might not be. Like, as far as taxes go, please check with a tax professional. Don't do your taxes all off what you're seeing on social. She actually have dogs on the premise that protect her recycling company, and she was able to get some deductions there. But I'm not a tax expert. I don't think you could just do that. Like for my little rescue pups, my fur babies, I don't think I could just sign them off as my guardian, my protector. She at least has a business associate. Check with the tax professionals, but beware of advice, especially for taxes you're getting on social. It might not be true. 92.5 WB. Today is March 4th, meaning you move forward March 4th. It's also Fat Tuesday, kicking off Mardi Gras. There's a lot of cool things that people are enjoying today.
Yeah, we just had Jessica from Hilton check in. She's so excited. She's starting a new job. One of the perks she'd never heard before. I've never heard of this either. Her boss gives all of the employees an extra $200 a month to pay for a house cleaner.
You're kidding me. That's a great perk.
Fantastic.
The boss was like, I want to be able to take something off of your plate to make it easier so that you're not stressed out when you're at work worrying about, you know, dishes in the sink and all these other things. So the boss issued an extra $200 a month to pay for a housekeeper.
That is an incredible work perk. The greatest boss ever, maybe. 585-252-WBE. Do you have some really cool work perks? You've gotten free food before, haven't you?
Yeah, when I worked at my first job at a restaurant, I got a free meal at the end of my shift, as long as I made it and it wasn't too expensive.
Joe, the intern, sitting in, learning about the broadcast business. Thanks for jumping on. I've heard of yoga sessions at lunch to help relax you. Don't some companies even have sleep nap rooms or pods?
Oh, yeah. Google. We did a project on that in college where they have these pods you can go and lay in for like 15 minutes, and it's supposed to give you like the same amount of rest as 8 hours of sleep.
Okay. Work perks. What's yours? Oh, look at Doug checked in. Casual dress day. I love it. Every Friday, we're casual dressing. No ties, no jackets, casual dress. That's a simple little perk. How about you? I mean, I've never heard of the housekeeping extra money there, but it makes sense. Take something off your plate. Concentrate more on work. Be relaxed. Don't be stressed. How about you? Great work perk. Great boss idea. What are you experiencing? 585-252-WBEE. 92.5 WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. And it all started with Jennifer telling us she got a new job. And she was surprised to find out that her boss, one of the perks is, gives an extra $200 a month so you could hire a housekeeper to help you be stress-free and just worry about your work, not always going home to the dishes or cleaning. I think that's a great work perk. We open it up to you. What do you get? And one of the texters says, my job gives me a monthly membership to BJ's Wholesale. Oh, that is cool. There you go.
This texter saying, I work somewhere that would bring in a masseuse every summer during our busy season.
I like it. I like it a lot.
And I've got this texter who says, she works from home, so every day is casual dress. The only traffic is two cats and a dog.
Those are some good work perks. Yes, they are. Casual dress day every day. And those cats and dogs, make sure they're using their turn signal there in the living room going to the kitchen. 92.5 WBEE. 92.5 WBEE. We're sending prayers and our best to Dolly Parton. Sad day for her.
Yeah, her husband passed away yesterday. Now, we don't know that much about him. He went to one event when him and Dolly first got married and said, don't ever ask me to go to one of these award things again. So she's kind of like a real life Hannah Montana. She figured out a way to be Dolly in public and then would swap her wigs and dress different so that when she went out with her husband, she wasn't recognized so that he could maintain his private life and she could still be Dolly Parton.
Yeah. That's true. His name was Carl.
Yes. Correct?
Yeah, we don't know much about Dolly Parton's husband at all.
No, I guess you could say that Dolly was able to get the best of both worlds.
Oh, thank you. That's intern Joe sitting in Brockport. Thank you. Broadcasting's paying off, buddy. You're doing great over there. Isn't that wild? Because Dolly, of course, is godmother to Hannah Montana.
And to Miley Cyrus, yes.
Miley Cyrus. Yes. Well, I know, that's funny. Miley Cyrus is Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana is fictional, but I used to watch the show with my kids, so you believed Hannah Montana was Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Miley Cyrus, of course. So, wow. Unfortunately, her husband has passed. We just don't know much about him. And we know she's worn wigs, just like Hannah Montana did, so you can have that private, just still be a teenager, but on stage, a different wig, and... Yeah, it is kind of a reflection on Dolly Parton. Interesting. In fact, we spent the whole hour Googling to try to find pictures that perhaps when they were out in public together, she had off her wig so you didn't recognize her or had on a different wig. You just can't find them. I mean, you want to talk about top secret her husband was.
Yeah, everything that was coming up was like an AI generated her with a bald cap when you Google Dolly Parton without her wig.
And that's not true. That's, you know, AI there working it. So anyway, sorry to hear that. I wonder how much it's going to change her. Because you know sometimes when people are married so long together, I think they were 50...
60 years.
60 years. Well, okay. Wow, even more than I thought. When one passes, sometimes the other goes really quick.
I was expecting that to happen with my great aunt and uncle. My great uncle passed away a couple years ago, and they were so in love, so inseparable. Okay. I really was expecting that we were going to hear a few weeks later that my aunt had passed, but it's been a couple of years and everything is healthy as far as I know.
Okay. So it doesn't happen. There's a percentage there when that happens, when it doesn't happen. So hopefully Dolly will be okay. We're here for you, Dolly. Whatever you need. It's a B Morning Coffee Club.